What if your electric vehicle's range could nearly double on a battery that was fundamentally safer? This week, Chinese materials giant Ganfeng Lithium announced pilot production of 500 watt-hour per kilogram solid-state batteries, blowing past the roughly 300 watt-hour per kilogram of today's best cells. The race for the next generation of energy storage just hit a new gear, and the question for Western industry is stark. Are we ready to compete? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that is reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused on a single critical topic, the solid-state battery market. It's a technology that has been promised for years, but a flurry of announcements in May 2026 suggests it is finally leaving the laboratory and heading for the factory floor. We'll be looking at major commercialization milestones, China's aggressive production push, and the alternative battery chemistries that could disrupt the entire landscape.
That's right, Susie. The conversation is no longer a purely scientific one. It's about industrial readiness, supply chain security, and manufacturing dominance. The moves being made this week will define the competitive environment for EVs, consumer electronics, and grid storage for the next decade.
Let's start with the big picture, Troy. A new report from Fortune Business Insights suggests the market is at a real inflection point. What's the core finding?
The report confirms the global focus has decisively shifted from lab-scale validation to industrial-scale readiness. The primary challenges now are not just about electrochemical performance, but about building reliable supply chains, developing cost-effective processing methods, and establishing rigorous certification for these new materials.
So it's moved from the world of PhDs to the world of process engineers. Which companies are leading this transition?
We're seeing key players make tangible moves. Mercedes-Benz and its partner Factorial are already testing vehicles with solid-state batteries. In Asia, Samsung SDI has a clear roadmap for mass production by 2027, and Toyota's efforts have the full backing of Japan's Ministry of Economy.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers, for instance, in the automotive or electronics sectors?
It presents both a major opportunity and a significant threat. For manufacturers, the opportunity is to partner with these leaders to integrate next-generation performance into their products. The threat is being unprepared. This isn't a drop-in replacement for a lithium-ion cell. It requires retooling and a completely new supply chain for advanced solid electrolytes and lithium metal anodes.
What about for Western trading companies and distributors who handle the flow of these components?
Their sourcing maps need a complete overhaul, effective immediately. They should be identifying and starting the qualification process with suppliers of ceramic electrolytes, like the LLZO garnet-type materials that LG Energy Solution used to achieve over 400 watt-hours per kilogram in the lab. That validation process is long. You can't wait until 2027 to start.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
They need to mandate a cross-departmental solid-state readiness audit. Task your R&D, supply chain, and manufacturing teams to jointly answer three questions. Can we source the required materials at scale? Can our existing production lines be adapted? And who are the top three technology partners we need to engage with this quarter?
Now let's turn to China, Troy. A couple of reports from this week suggest they are not just planning, but actively building. What did we learn from the CIBF 2026 Battery Fair?
We learned that China's industry is in a critical testing phase for mass production. A company called Pure Lithium New Energy has already established a 500 megawatt-hour production line. While not gigawatt-hour scale, it's a significant step beyond pilot projects. It's a commercial line intended to solve real-world scaling problems.
The report also mentioned Gotion High-Tech's hybrid solid-liquid batteries getting design approval from automakers. Is that a compromise?
It's a very pragmatic transitional technology. A semi-solid battery still contains some liquid, but much less of it, dramatically improving safety. It allows automakers to offer a safer product now without waiting for the manufacturing challenges of true all-solid-state cells to be solved.
But the headline grabber this week was from Ganfeng Lithium. They announced pilot production of a 500 watt-hour per kilogram battery. Put that number in context for us.
It's a landmark figure. It represents a potential 70-80% increase in energy density over most current EV batteries. Critically,
Ganfeng also demonstrated that their 400 watt-hour per kilogram cells could endure over 1,100 charge cycles, proving the technology has the durability for commercial applications.
Ganfeng is a key supplier to Western firms like Tesla and Volkswagen. How does their success impact U.S. and European manufacturers?
It creates a dangerous dependency. Western automakers might gain access to a superior battery, but they will be sourcing the most strategic component of their electric vehicles from a Chinese national champion. This creates a massive geopolitical vulnerability.
And for the trading and distribution firms.
The obvious opportunity is to become a preferred importer of these advanced cells from Ganfeng. The risk, however, is being caught in the middle of trade disputes, tariffs, or export controls. Building a resilient business model means you must diversify your sourcing away from a single country, no matter how advanced its technology is.
So the actionable takeaway for Western executives?
Model China's pragmatism. A key innovation from the CIBF show was from Sonoma Science and Technology, a 20-micron thick sulfide electrolyte film that's compatible with existing liquid-based battery production lines. This is brilliant. It leverages billions in existing capital investment. Western firms should be prioritizing innovations that bridge the gap, not just waiting for a perfect revolutionary solution that requires a brand new factory.
Troy, all this focus has been on lithium, but a research paper published in MDPI caught my eye, discussing a flexible solid electrolyte for sodium batteries. Is this a serious alternative?
It's a vital long-term hedge, and it's gaining traction. This Swiss research details a flexible electrolyte based on a cross-linked polyethylene glycol, or PEG, network. The advantage is clear. Sodium is vastly more abundant and cheaper than lithium, which could fundamentally change battery economics.
Performance has always been the issue with sodium, though. Is this new electrolyte competitive?
It's making real progress. It achieved an ionic conductivity of 0.3 millisiemens per centimeter at 80 degrees Celsius. Even more impressively, it showed stable interfacial behavior with sodium metal for over 2,000 hours. That long-term stability is crucial for enabling long cycle life.
That 80-degree operating temperature sounds high. And from a manufacturing perspective, what does a flexible electrolyte actually mean?
The temperature is a hurdle they're working on, but the flexibility is a huge advantage. Rigid ceramic electrolytes are brittle and can lose contact with the electrode as it swells and shrinks during charging. This flexible, semi-solid-like material conforms to those changes, preventing failure. For a U.S. or European manufacturer, it could mean a simpler, more mechanically robust assembly process.
Is there a market for sodium-based materials that trading companies should be looking at now?
Not yet at commercial scale for solid state, but it's on the 5 to 10 year horizon. Astute distributors should already be tracking the producers of high-purity sodium precursors and specialized polymers like PEG. Getting ahead of this alternative supply chain could be a powerful competitive moat.
So, the final actionable insight on this front?
Executives should create a small, agile team for alternative ion technology scouting. This isn't about betting the company on sodium tomorrow. It's about making small, strategic investments in R&D or academic partnerships to own the next option, rather than just chasing the technology everyone else is.
Okay, Troy, that was a dense and fast-moving week. Let's distill this into a strategic summary. What are the three most important takeaways for Western executives?
First, the solid-state race is now an industrial and supply chain contest, not a science fair. The window to secure sources of advanced materials and lock in technology partnerships is closing rapidly. Second, China is not a distant future competitor. Their industry leaders are shipping pilot products today. Ganfeng Lithium's 500 watt-hour per kilogram cell is a tangible benchmark and a stark warning about the strategic risk of Western dependency.
And third, pragmatic transitional technologies are winning the race to market. Semi-solid batteries and components compatible with existing production lines, like Sonoma's film, offer the fastest path to commercialization. Don't wait for the perfect solution. Iterate with what is viable now.
And based on that, what are the immediate actions our listeners should consider?
One, initiate a comprehensive audit of your company's readiness for solid-state material sourcing and manufacturing adaptation. Two, diversify your R&D portfolio to include transitional technologies and long-term alternatives like sodium ion, not just the ultimate lithium metal endgame. And three, urgently reevaluate your geopolitical risk, especially within your Tier 1 and Tier 2 battery supply chains.
Critical intelligence for a market that is clearly accelerating.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, as always, thank you for the sharp analysis.
It was my pleasure, Susie.
To our listeners in the manufacturing, trading, and technology sectors, thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on your podcast platform of choice to maintain your strategic edge. We'll be back next week.